It is so exciting for me to stand here and look out at this room, because two of my great loves are here in this room. Young people in the Los Angeles Police Department. The Los Angeles Police Department is an organization that is known around the world for many of its great strengths. Almost SWAT, an organization that's the best in the business. We're known for many things, but what we're not known for, very interestingly enough, is all the work that we do with young people. The commitment of this organization and the many men and women of the organization, many of whom in this room today, the command staff, the captains, the youth service officers, the magnet school coordinating officers, that there is really not an appreciation of how much this department currently does to try to work with young people, to mentor you, to work with you, to be there for you, to grow up in a very difficult city in very difficult times. And when Earl talks about being a partner, one of the things we are partners about is our passion to have this police department, as we rebuild it, as we grow it, to be known as an organization that is committed to the young people of the city. Not just you, the Explorers, the Magnet School kids, but every kid in this city, to try and get every kid in this city an opportunity to be the best that they can be. And so we are going over the next several years to really commit this organization to the young people of the city, to you, because we have so much to offer, and I want to ensure that the great strengths of this organization, among them, is our capacity to attract young people into our ranks. Today's a bit of a propaganda day. You're always kidding with you. Who wants to be a cop? Who wants to be a biologist? Who wants to be a chemist? Who wants to be an engineer? We really want you. We want you in this department. We want you to think about this department. But if your career interests are elsewhere, we want to help you also. We want to get you graduated out of high school. We want to support you as you go to college. We want you to mentor other kids around you, your younger brothers and sisters, kids in the neighborhood, to expose them to what you've been exposed to experience the enjoyment that I hope you have had and are continuing to have, whether you're in the Magnet School programs, the Explore programs. We want you to take the experience that you've had and now share it with others. That in some respects, that the commitment and the investment we are making in you is just that, an investment. It's going to pay us big dividends. Many of you will become Los Angeles police officers. In the room today, a couple of our captains began as explorers, and you'll hear from one of them a little later this morning, Bob Green, the commanding officer of 77th. Years ahead, many of you will be sitting in these chairs wearing the dark blue uniform with the stars and bars on your collar. We have no doubt about that. The vision, the dream, is becoming a reality. And it's the vision and dream of many people. And in the room today with us is the founder, the creator of the Magnet School program, something that when I first arrived here 6 years ago, I was surprised to see, because I had a dream back in New York City when I was police commissioner of such an idea, a concept of schools devoted to young people who had an interest in criminal justice and law enforcement and being police officers. And I was surprised to find that it was already here, five high schools and a middle school. Roberta Weintraub is here this morning, and a special acknowledgement to her. Coordinators for the Magnet School program in the room, and the police officers who work the Magnet Schools, if they're in here, if they could also just stand for an acknowledgement. And I see some of them along the wall. I see some of the officers out in the audience for Magnet School. And our PAL programs, our Explore programs. We recently had a study done, a consultant friend of mine, to take a look at all the youth programs we have, and we have a ton of them. But they're really not coordinated. They're really not organized. We are going to work very hard to coordinate, to create a career ladder, a multiple set of career ladders, so that young people have the opportunity, starting with LA's Best, and then the program, the after-school programs at LAUSD office, to work in our PAL programs, to get into our Explorer programs, to go into the magnet schools. And recently, Chief Pasinger is expanding the Explorer program into the magnet schools with their cooperation. We'll be assigning 5 additional officers to the magnet schools this fall to help facilitate Explorer posts in the magnet schools. The idea is to crossbreed, to keep interacting, to expand the strengths and the multiplicities of everything we do. And the good news is the magnet schools are expanding their membership. And the dream is, Roberta's dream, one shared by Chief Pasinger that they're going to start working on, is to hopefully within the LSUSD system create a police high school, one that is focused very specifically on young people in this city going to a high school that is focused on getting them into a criminal justice career, whether or not they come into the LAPD or into the myriad of things that are out there. And so that's something we'll be focusing our energy on in terms of trying to create that kind type of concept. There's so many good things to happen. And one of those good things is today. You're going to have a fun day today. I think that you're going to see some things that you've already been exposed to, other things you haven't been. An opportunity to spend time with people, young people, spend time with adults, caring adults who care about you, care about this program. And I want to expose them to you, because you are the best and the brightest in this city. We hear so many negatives about kids, about gangs, and about all the bad things that go on. We don't hear enough about kids like you. And I don't use the term kids in a negative way, that when you're 60 years old, everybody's a kid. So it's my own son is 36, and I still think of David as a kid. So I'm not being derogatory when I refer to you as kids, and many of you are young men and women now, and already advancing into your careers. But again, when you got 6 decades behind you, that most people are kids. But we are really interested, Chief Pasinger and I, in dedicating the efforts of this department in the coming years to you and to those who are coming behind you, because you are effectively going to be the future of this great police department. And the more we work with you, the more we prepare you, then the better off this department will be, and the better off this department is, then the better off this city will be. This is a great time for the Los Angeles Police Department, a great time for the Magnet School programs, a great time for our Explorer programs, a great time for our PAL programs. And today's just the beginning of these types of events. Chief Pacer and I was just proposing to him that next year when we do this, this is an introductory year, next year I'd like to do it around the idea of making it really a day of activities, bureaus competing against each other, Explorer posts competing against the command staff, and just different types of activities that should be interesting to see, huh? No, I was very pleased during the police memorial run this year at Elysian Park that many of the Explorers and Magnet Schools showed up to participate in that event for the first time. And so next year I think that we'll work maybe with the Dodger Stadium or Coliseum to basically take it over for a day and just literally come together and build a day around nice breakfast, barbecue, cookout, some entertainment, but then a lot of activities, competitive activities, to really just continue the process of blending you and the Explorers and Magnet School programs, PAL programs, into the Los Angeles Police Department. A special thanks certainly to Chief Pasinger. He has embraced this wholeheartedly and is pushing it down into the organization. But I don't think he has to push it too hard. I think the organization and the captains and the command staff that are here today, a personal thanks to you that for coming up, stepping up to spend this day. You have extraordinarily busy schedules, but to literally open up your day to spend time with our young men and women, it's very much appreciated by me. I think you're going to get as much out of it as these young people are. And it's just an exciting day. I look out in this audience, and I'm just happy to be chief of the Los Angeles Police Department and see this organization looking like it does this morning.